crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
We have one more interview as we continue to wrap up the 2018 spring sports season. Here in the local area, anyways. We've talked over the last week and a half with coaches throughout Carbon and Emory on all sides of each sport. And today we're going to wrap that up as we talk Carbon High School softball. Now, the softball team had a terrific year, actually made a nice little push in the state championship tournament, went to the quarterfinals unbeaten, lost, went down to the one last bracket, picked up a win, and then their season came to a close in the very next round. Still, though, one of the most successful, if not the most successful season in Carbon High School softball history. This program just continues to get better and better. Four seniors on the squad. We're going to talk about those girls and more right now with Coach Wade Williams, who is joining us over the phone. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you again for the time today.
Thanks, Jordan. It's good to be talking with you.
Coach, let's start by talking about the way the season came to a close. You guys made a pretty impressive run throughout the state championship tournament. Unfortunately, you guys ended up in the one-loss bracket after the quarterfinals, did pick up a victory over Grand, but the season came to an end in somewhat of a gut-wrenching fashion against Manti. And I guess if you take that Manti game, which was an 11-12 setback, and you compare it to the North Sam Peak game in which you guys won 15-14, boy, there was a lot of entertaining softball in this tournament.
Yeah, all three of those teams, I mean, us and Grand and North Sam Peak, we hit the ball and we knew going in it was going to be a slugfest. We just kind of hoped that when it was all over, we'd be on top. Unfortunately, you know, against Manti, we didn't come out on top.
Coach, when you go back and you look at the way the girls were playing in the state tournament, and again, it was impressive to pick up a win, 14-0 win over Summit Academy, and then that 15-14 win over North Sam Peak. Did you feel that the girls were playing their best softball of the year at that point?
Yeah, at that point. We really played well that weekend. We come back ready to go, and I think the rain delay kind of hurt us, where we didn't get a play, and then they post the tournament for the next week.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting dynamic. I know that could probably go one of two ways. I mean, first off, when you're playing good, you want to keep playing, especially when you find a rhythm in a weekend tournament. And for some teams, I'm sure an extra couple of days of practice and rest probably did them well. I thought, Coach, once that was announced, I thought for the teams that enter the higher seed, that have had the easier route to get to where they're at, that plays into their favor. At least that was my perspective on it.
Right. And that's my point. I mean, we were really playing well. And then to take that week break did not help us.
How did you guys approach that practice-wise? What did you do as a coach? Because that's such a different dynamic that nobody really has ever had to go through that I've talked to from a coaching perspective. To have that extra week when you think you're going into the final weekend, how did you approach that as a coach?
We tried to start out a little bit easy the first couple days. I mean, it's warm. The kids are ready to be out of school. They're ready to be out, you know, playing, having fun. And it was hard for the girls to come back and focus and work hard on the game. So with the first couple of practices, we kind of took it easy, and then we tried to, you know, regain our focus on what we wanted to accomplish.
If we talk about the loss, Coach, in the quarterfinals to Union, a game in which Union got out early, but at the same time, it was an opponent that you were familiar with. Did you like that matchup for this team in the quarterfinals?
I really did. Union has a good little pitcher, Rooks. And we kind of hadn't caught on to her yet, and I thought by the third game I was expecting our hitters to do what they've done to most pitchers all year, and that's knock them out of the circle.
You had mentioned to me, Coach, that when it all came to a close, I mean, still this is one of the most successful seasons that Carbon High School has ever had in softball. I mean, a deep run, winning your first two state tournament games, and even picking up a win in the one-loss bracket. What did you tell the girls when the season came to an end?
You know, I couldn't be happier. I mean, we basically, as a team, had two goals. Our first goal was to be region champion, and we were one run short of that goal. And then our second goal was to go deeper in the state tournament than we did last year. and we accomplished that goal. We went deeper than any, you know, any Carbon team's ever gone. So, I guess the bad thing about softball and a lot of sports is, you know, there's only a couple teams that end the season on the win. Everybody else ends their season with a loss.
Right, right. As far as the overall performance in the state tournament, I asked you if you felt if the girls were playing their best baseball. Is the crowning moment of the season, Coach, that victory over North St. Pete, is that the win that you'll probably remember most or the moment that you'll remember most?
Yeah, that one was a lot of fun. That was one of the funnest games I've ever coached because it was just back and forth all game long, and nobody knew who was going to come out on top.
Did the girls keep a pretty level head throughout that game as well, or was there a lot of emotions going back and forth, being that it is a state tournament game?
There's that, but they stayed focused. I mean, we talked before the game that, you know, both teams all season long had really hit the ball well. I mean, we had games where we had over 30 base hits, and North St. Pete had really hit the ball well, so we really knew it was going to be a slugfest, and just to you know, not let our pitcher get down on herself or our defense get down on ourselves, but just keep bringing it up the plate. And we did that.
Again, we're being joined right now by Carbon softball manager Wade Williams. Coach, I want to talk about some of the individuals on this team. You guys have a pretty good senior class, to say the least, and we can talk about these girls front to back. I want to start by talking about Callie Fawcett, who really put together some remarkable games when you take a look at the box scores. Became one of the most feared hitters, I think, throughout the entire 3A classification. Leads the team with 12 home runs. That's double the amount of next in line, which would be Pendergrass and Cripps, and they hit six, which is an impressive number. Callie found the rhythm throughout this year and was very effective for you guys.
Well, I think your stats are a little off. Callie did have a great year. She did hit 12 home runs. Two separate games, she hit three home runs in a game.
Wow.
And the impressive thing about Callie, most people don't know, is she started the season injured. She had just come off of shoulder surgery. So to do what she did, and she just got better as the season went on. So I couldn't be happier with the way Callie played and what she was able to accomplish. I think she also led the team with a 1.079 slugging percent, which is huge, which means she averaged, you know, a base every time she got up the bat.
Yeah. And I think she hit over 500 for the year, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to their batting average. I'm all on base, and I think she was about a 650, 660 on base percent.
Well, let's talk about some of the other seniors on the team as well, Coach. Kelsey Sorensen, who has performed well over the course of multiple sports, a great kid all in all. I know that she recently signed to play some basketball now that her high school athletic career is done. But again, another solid senior for this team.
Yeah, Kelsey batted leadoff for us all year long, actually the last 2 years. I just figured her stats, her on-base percent ended up being 721. Which is just phenomenal. She led the team with 65 hits, and her work ethic, you know, we're really going to miss Kelsey.
If we go down the list of seniors, Coach, you also have Jordan West, who's a senior, I believe, right?
Yeah, Jordan was our 10th man. She did whatever we asked. She would play first base when Dakota Krishar would pitch. Dakota, you know, like I said, give us everything we asked. I was real happy with her. She ended up with almost a 500 on base percent in a, you know, in the 10th spot.
And then we also have Mackenda Pendergrass. I believe that was the fourth and final senior.
Yeah. And Mackenda's played shortstop for us for the last 3 years. Great ball player. Every once in a while, once or twice a game, she makes a play, and I just look over to my coaches and just think, man, you know, how did she do that? But McKenna also, you know, had a very high on-base percent. I think she ended up second or third on the team. She just somehow found a way to get on.
Coach, again, four seniors on this year's squad, so still relatively a young team. I know tremendously older than what you guys were last year, but when you look at the current state of your program moving forward, how happy are you with where this program is heading even having to replace four pretty good seniors.
Yeah, you know, but I think that's the fun part about coaching is watching other kids when they get the chance, watching them step up and perform. You know, we had two great freshmen that played a lot of varsity ball for us this year. Brooke Mosman did most of our pitching, and Lindsay, so, you know, she ended up hitting in the number two spot. So I think the softball program is getting to be where the baseball program is at Carbon High, and that's basically that each year you just kind of reload.
Coach, this was also the first year for the softball program as far as the reclassification, the realignment that the Utah High School Activities Association brought upon us. And I thought all the way across the board in every sport, it's been good. And I, you know, when they first announced that there were going to be six classifications, I was iffy on it because you don't want to water anything down. But from a competitive standpoint, it just seemed like the 3A was extremely competitive across all sports, including softball.
Yeah. I mean, you know, obviously you have your better teams and the teams that are in the rebuilding phases, but that made for a lot of fun because, you know, each game to game, the strategy was, you know, a little bit different. And so it made for a great season. I mean, we set a lot of goals for the year as far as hits, and I think as a team we ended up the season with 421 hits. You know, that's we give almost 16 hits per game.
Yeah.
As a team, we hit 41 home runs. 10 different players hit a home run. So we did lots of good things. I'm really excited.
Coach, before I let you go, let's talk about the offseason. What does it hold for this team? Do you guys have anything planned at this point?
Well, in the summer, I encourage the girls to go play. I think it's a good time to play for different coaches to go play as many games as they can. Obviously, with 20 girls, you know, I'd rather see, you know, it's too many for to be on one team. But when school starts, probably September, we'll do what we did last year, and that's we'll start doing some open fields and open cages and start hitting and pitching and, you know, getting ready for next year.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you taking out the time to talk for a few minutes today. Congratulations on a tremendous 2018 season, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Okay, thanks, Jordan, and thanks for all you've done for us this year. And we'll talk to you later.
My pleasure, Coach. That's Coach Wade Williams of the Carbon Lady Dinos softball squad joining us here on Drive Time Sports. And, of course, you can listen to all the season recap interviews at CastleCountryRadio.com. Just click on the Drive Time Sports link, which is in the right-hand corner of the homepage, and you can listen to everything from the interviews to entire podcasts to local featured guest interviews. We have everything for you right there. We've got a break for just a moment. We'll come back. We're going to talk national sports. Countdown until June 9th. That's where we could have the 14th Triple Crown winner in the history of the Triple Crown. Man, we had one in 2015 with American Pharoah. Now Justify is looking to etch his spot in history. We're going to talk to Steve Bordstein about the odds of that, and did Justify use too much energy at the Preakness? That's coming up next when we return here on Drive Time Sports.